This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Steve, before we get to your closing remarks, we just wanted to send our condolences to the family of Atlanta radio legend and stand-up comedian Miss Wanda Smith. Wanda Smith died earlier this week. She is most notably known for the Frank and Wanda in the Morning radio show that was on V103 in Atlanta. R.I.P. Wanda Smith.
Yeah. Really nice woman, man.
Mm-hmm.
Every time funny. I met her.
Funny.
Every time I met her, she was just nice and funny, man. Man, that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen, everybody. On another note, in terms of voting, these are my closing remarks. It's go time. Early voting has started in places. Georgia has began. It started in a lot of places. Philly is so important. Wisconsin, Michigan is important. Detroit, Milwaukee, important. These are battleground states. The reason they call them battleground states is because these are the electoral votes that can swing the election. If Donald Trump loses Philly, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Georgia, he will not be president because he can't win California. Vegas is going to be tight, too. Now, Arizona is leaning towards him, but if he loses those, he will not be president. He cannot win the popular vote. He is depending on the electoral vote as a win. It is go time for us. It is time for us to show up at the polls. We are not who they are polling. And for everybody that thinks your vote don't count, if it don't count, why does everybody want it so badly? The Republicans are trying to paint the picture that there are so many blacks for Trump. I personally don't know any. Not me personally. I hear of them. I see the little stupid little rapper boy with the tattoos on his face wearing the Make America Great Again hat. When you're black and you wear a Make America Great Again hat, how ignorant are you? Where were you when America was great for us? Tell me how old you were. Tell me what year where making America great again was working out for black people. So when you see a black person with a Make America Great Again hat on, that's a person with low self-esteem. Because if you think you've ever had it better in the past than you have it now, you are sadly mistaken. Because I have been here through a lot of decades. I'm working on decade number 6. I was here in the 50s, I was here in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2s, the 210s, I'm in the 220s. I've been in a lot of decades, and I can't think of one of them that I want to go back to. So when you black and you sit up here talking about Make America Great Again, you need to really start thinking about this. And we got to get in the polls and put a stop to this foolishness. Black men, we are going to show up like they don't think we will. They are hoping we don't. We are going to show up at the polls for Kamala Harris. That's who we're going to the polls for. We are going to vote for her because we are going to send a message to this hypocritical situation that we find ourselves in. You know, man, have you all paid close attention to this? The Republican Party has been hijacked by Donald Trump. The Republican Party used to not be a bad party. You had a choice to vote Democrat or Republican. And they had candidates who were actually decent people. The Bushes were decent people. Ronald Reagan was a decent person. He's a bit Hollywood, but he was a decent guy. You know, but now this choice that you all have on your ticket right now, this is just not a good person. and he's hijacked your party. He's got people lying on his behalf simply because he says a lie is true. You know good and hell well the election wasn't stolen. You could not get one judge, federal or local, to pick up your case to show that there was widespread voter fraud in that election. He just said it was. There will be no peaceful transition of power. He don't come to inaugurations. He don't hand over the keys to the White House without going down. He's already said if he don't win, it's going to be a bloodbath. Y'all, come on, man. Y'all ain't had enough of this? All of this divisive rhetoric? Clearly, Vice President Kamala Harris has a plan to move the country forward. She keeps saying that. For a better way, man. We've got to stop this foolishness in our country. We're getting laughed at, man. I travel a lot. We get laughed at. Man, how are y'all letting him run? Didn't he get convicted? Yeah. Don't he have some counts against him? 34? Yeah. Didn't he get some charges with some women against him? Yeah. If he was black, he couldn't. Nope. Name me one black person you know could have an indictment and just go get a job. If you have one indictment, you can't work at the post office. He got 34 and y'all trying to put him in the White House. We're not having that, man. We are going to the polls. I know we will, because they think we won't. And we're going to show up again. We're going to show up for Kamala like we showed up for Barack. Period. That's all to it. Late November, we will have a new president. And it will be Kamala Harris if we get out and we vote. Those are my closing remarks. Talk to God today. He would absolutely love to hear from you. In the meantime, go and vote. It's go time now. Have a great day.
Steve Harvey contest, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.